All right, well, now I'd like to get into something that's actually interesting to the geeks in you. I don't actually have much in the way of slides or talk or anything. This is going to be the toy show. It's all demos all the time. So I'd like to start with Tom Ball. Tom, if you could come up. We're going to do a demo of some stuff that's coming up in NetBeans. And it's something that I was involved with several years ago. And, you know, I got to be there at the beginning, but then I got a real job.
Well, you started something not just in Java, but in the case of the Jackpot project that we've been able to continue. So what we're looking at here is just NetBeans 5.0. This will run actually in NetBeans 5.0, 5.5, 6.0. And I brought up the Java C source as an example because it's 250,000 lines of code. So it's a representative source base.
Yeah, so it's pretty small on the Java scale.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, there's only so long these folks are want to wait before you go to the next demo. So basically, you can think of Jackpot as a refactoring manager that searches for and replaces patterns. But one big difference between it and other tools is that it allows you, the developers, to create your own refactorings very easily. So on this side, we've got patterns that we look for. On this side, we have refactorings that we'll actually search for. But why don't we go ahead and create one? And so in this case, I'm going to look for casts that aren't necessary. These are redundant casts. In fact, why don't we call it that? And we're going to refactoring name. What are we going to do with this? We're going to remove the cast. So basically, only casts we don't need, we're going to add. And oh my goodness. OK. Well, let's bring this up again, try something else.
So this refactoring engine is based on, you know, playing with the AST model in the compiler.
Yes. So of course, the demo gods have hit, because this worked about an hour ago. So what can you do? So why don't we look for a rule file that you actually wrote a while back, which is complex Boolean expressions. And we'll take a look at this. And this uses a language similar to Java, which most Java developers should be able to understand for the first time they see it. On the left-hand side, you'll see that we have a Java expression where the dollar signs are wildcards, meaning any node. And on the right-hand side, it's what do we want to change this pattern that we found into. And so now if we want to run this against Java 1, against Java C, we'll just find the complex Boolean expressions, and we'll execute it.
So one of the interesting things about these patterns is that it's not text.
Right.
Nothing here is working in text space. It's all working in AST space.
And it's using not just trees, abstract syntax trees, but also the full semantic model that Java C can provide. We know what the types are for all the expressions. We know what the symbols are and where their references are. And it's not that we're guessing where they are. We know as well as the Java C compiler does, because it's the engine underneath.
Right, right. So the rules can be a lot more complex than simple patterns, because they can also query things like the types of the various arguments.
Exactly.
You know, whether they're side effect free, whether they're constant.
Yes. We also can do simple flow analysis in order to be able to see what, so you can dig down and follow a method's path to be able to make sure that you're doing a safe change. So it's found 281 changes in Java C where we have redundant or overly complex conditional expressions. Some of these you have to look at in order to see where the changes are. Okay, here we found that the symbol flags, it didn't need to, let me pull over the result, it didn't need to test for zero because all it did was flip it over and it can do the test without having to add that extra code. So in all this case, the 281 changes, it makes the code simpler without changing its actual implementation. So these are safe changes that make the code easier to read.
Right. So there's all kinds of scales of refactoring. I mean, there's the sort of big refactorings that people are used to. Then there's all kinds of, you know, small stuff that's, you know,
all about, you know, reliability or cleanliness or whatever. And one of the nice things that you can do with this thing is things like API migration.
Yes. Yes, we actually did some experiments removing deprecated methods and changing them to their replacement methods. So you can just go through and sweep through a whole base and remove all the deprecated references without changing how the program operates.
Yeah, and the nice thing about the engine being extensible is that it's really easy for you to put in your own rule files so that you can, you know, if you're trying to migrate one of your own APIs, you can migrate, you know, very large bodies of code very, very quickly.
Yes.
And in a type safe, checked, you know, all of that way. It's not editing text.
Right. And one thing we've done in the NetBeans integration is make it easy to be able to bundle up your extensions, your rule files, your query classes, and be able to distribute them throughout an organization or throughout the world, and to be able, in a sense, to clone yourself and to package up your expertise and share it with your team or with your larger community.
Yeah, and one of the nice things that's in, I guess it's version 6, is that, you know, in NetBeans, like 5 and 5.5, this little feature showed up where, like, a little light bulb would show up next to a line of code that contained, like, a suggestion.
Yes.
Right? So these rule files can feed into the editor's suggestion mechanism.
Yes.
And so it can be not just things like you know, finding a bug or finding a broken piece of code that you suggest against in real time, but it can also be things like corporate coding conventions.
Exactly.
Right? You know, if you've got a corporate coding convention that says, you know, this kind of method call is forbidden, or you must use this instead of that. You know, all of that stuff can be flagged automatically as you type,
right?
And then you can change these rule files on the fly.
That's right, and distribute them throughout your organization.
Right.